Bassist Christian McBride is one of the all-purpose musicians in jazz, funk, fusion, and whatever else he really wants to play. Christian joined us for a polite game of shuffle, where we played a little audio hijack with his music files. Bassist extraordinaire and co-director of the Jazz Museum in Harlem and creative director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic's Jazz Series, Christian McBride. Welcome to Living with Music.
Good to see you, man. What's happening?
Well, you know, music is happening. That's good enough.
Always.
I want to play a little game with you. We like to call it Shuffle. Basically, we decontextualize the listening experience, but that's how we listen to music these days anyway, many of us. I've asked you to bring your portable digital music device with you, and if you would please set it on shuffle and...
shall I just hit it?
Hit it.
Good evening. Salud.
Frank.
Tien Dan. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jilly's West.
The chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes.
Where do you meet?
The monologue from the legendary Live at the Sands with the Basie Band.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas.
I think I know this monologue pretty well.
Fortunate. I do wish that for you.
I can't
say the same for Mr. Basie and myself. Because we run into a streak of bad luck. Sunday, we went up to the Grand Canyon and it was closed. And last year, we invested a bundle of money in a pumpkin farm and then they called off Halloween. And when I told that to Sapphire, she said, "You're going around with that bum again. That's what's the matter with you."
Now, Christian McBride, what is the attraction to Frank Sinatra? So many jazz musicians appreciate so much about Frank.
Oh, so a whole lot of things. First of all, Frank, just from a musical standpoint, recognized the beauty of simplicity. Frank Sinatra was never one of those singers that deconstructed a song to the point where it was unrecognizable. He always understood the beauty in singing the melody, which sounds very basic, song interpretation 101, but it's amazing how simplicity somehow gets confused as being uncreative. That's, I think, for a lot of jazz musicians coming from the school that we recognize as, you know, the modern school, you know, the Miles Davis, the Coltrane, the Charlie Parker. I think that this Frank Sinatra record would be every musician's good starting point. Any of the records he did with Basie would be a good starting point, but that one in particular, The Sands.
Next. Spin the Wheel of Destiny.
Oh, boy.
The Click Wheel of Destiny. Delilah, Bobby Hutcherson.
Mm-hmm.
This is almost like a blindfold test for me sometimes, because you're actually looking at your device there.
I have to, in case something funny comes up.
Playing the marimba.
Yes.
We should note that the bassist on this particular recording is, what's the guy's name?
I forgot. Something's got to do with religion.
The Scottish guy, McBride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christian McBride.
Right. Great groove.
Yeah, this was a very, very memorable session. It was so great to work with Bobby. He's one of those giants among men, you know, as a musician. Bobby wrote some brand new songs, some brand new original compositions, and he's so magical.
Also some great classics like The Coaster that he was
right, that's right.
Part of. And the one I really love is the ballad, Can You Read My Mind,
from Superman. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, for most jazz musicians, or even most jazz listeners, you say, I want to record the love theme from Superman. Most people, you know, their knee-jerk reaction is to chuckle. Oh, isn't that cute, the love theme from Superman. But guys like Bobby are like, yeah, that's a good tune. Yeah, let's record that. And it makes perfect sense because, you know, as jazz musicians, we're supposed to be influenced by everything, and every idea should be a good idea.
And treated equally.
And treated equally, absolutely right. So Bobby's great.
Next.
Here we go.
In traveling, lots of unusual things happen in traveling. A few weeks ago, I'm riding a train between New York and Washington. When I boarded the train, the first thought's find my seat, get settled, and relax. Once I gotten settled, I glanced across the aisle, and I noticed the woman occupying the seat there had her baby with her. Ugly baby. Bad-looking baby. Now, I want to make it clear that generally I'd be reluctant to express an opinion of someone's kid. But I know an ugly baby when I see it.
This is Flip Wilson.
Yeah, I'd only glimpse...
Flip Wilson.
Quick, look. And this fella enters the coach. He's half smashed. When he gets to the section where the woman is with the baby, he stops and he's staring. And the lady's watching him. She heard him when he said to himself, damn. And the lady said, what are you looking at? The guy said, I'm looking at that ugly baby. So that's a bad-looking baby, lady. That's a hell of a kid you got there. So I bet you save a lot of money with that baby. You don't have to hire a babysitter. No one's going to bother that kid. The woman took this as an offense. She pulls the emergency cord. The train stops. There's a big scene. The conductor comes running in. So what's going on in here? What's going on in here? And the lady says, this fella just insulted me. I don't have to spend my money and ride this railroad and be insulted. Conductor says, now calm down. He said, madam, he said, the railroad will go to any extent to avoid having differences between the passengers. He said, perhaps it would be more to your convenience if we were to rearrange your seating. And as a small compensation from the railroad, if you'll accompany me to the dining car, we'll give you a free meal. And maybe we'll find a banana for your monkey.
Clero Flip Wilson, born in Jersey City.
No kidding.
That's right. Definitely my favorite comedian growing up as a kid.
There is a certain kinship, would you agree, between, you know, that kind of improvisation?
Big time. Absolutely. It's one and the same. And there's a certain level of cleverness. There's a certain wit, intellectual depth that's needed to be able to create a solo and tell jokes. And then each night, you know, you choose a few different phrases, a few different words. You know, it's like a lot of comedians do the same routine night after night after night, kind of like a band. They have a certain repertoire that they pull from night after night after night. But you have to make it new each time, you know. And the creative process is very much the same with jazz musicians and comedians.
Thank you, Christopher.
Sounds good.
For joining us here on Living with Music and playing the game Shuffle.
Thank you.